Welcome to That Deep Show. Tonight, we're discussing the 2021 Wrangler 4xe. Let's get started. Just some quick facts about the 4xe. It has 375 horsepower and 470 pounds of torque. The plug-in hybrid makes the same amount of torque as the V8 Rubicon 392. That's pretty impressive. This combo turbocharged 2.0 gasoline engine and electric motor is Jeep's first plug-in hybrid. Now, it doesn't get the best fuel economy or the most range, but it still excels at being a Wrangler. This is Jeep's biggest step into the realm of electric driving. It only offers 21 miles of electric range per charge, which really isn't that great. It has electric blue tow hooks at the front and the rear, and it extends the blue theme throughout the Jeep from the trail-rated badge to other graphics. What's your thoughts, Vince, on this 2.0-liter turbocharged 8-speed 4-cylinder?
I actually have a 2.2-liter turbocharged Jeep currently. My wife's Jeep is. And it is a really good Jeep. It runs really good. So I don't know how the hybrid would do with that, but I know that every vehicle manufacturer is kind of going that way. So it does make sense that Jeep would lean that way with their production. I hope to see good things out of it. I haven't seen one in person, obviously. So, you know, I guess the jury's still out for me, but we'll see how it looks when it gets out.
Right. I kind of read some reviews online and stuff, and it looks like the downfall of this is just it just offers 21 miles, you know, yeah, of the electric range, which that's kind of low.
Right. Yeah, that is pretty low. I mean, I think the Tesla, I think, gets 350 miles per range. But you know, it's the first step that Jeep's made into this realm. So, it's understandable. I'm sure that seeing Jeep over the years, I'm sure that the next model year and the next model year will get better and better. So I'm kind of interested to see where it goes from here.
Right.
You know, I'm an old engine guy, so I like the old gasoline engines and the smoke and smog, I guess you could call it. And, you know, I work in the automobile industry, so I'm seeing a lot of changes come down. I've worked in the industry for 20 years, so I've seen a lot of changes over the years, and this is just part of that. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. The jury's still out with me.
Yeah, I'm kind of like you. I'm a little bit undecided about it, but I am excited to see what the future holds for Jeep. Well, since we're discussing engines and there's been so many changes throughout the years, Vince, what is your thoughts on, let's say, from the TJ to the newer models?
Oh, well, engine-wise, my personal opinion, and, you know, I think a lot of people share this opinion, but the 4.0 that is in the TJ is the best engine that they've put in the Jeep so far. I think that they did away with it, I think, for the reliability factor, so that just knowing automobiles and how the industry works, you know, they don't want something that's going to go a million miles. They want you to have to buy another vehicle every so many years. So I had a 4-liter in a Cherokee that had 350,000 miles on it, still ran strong. They don't want that, you know. But that's just my opinion. I feel that was probably the best engine that they made. What do you think?
Without a doubt, Vince, I'm going to have to agree with you. The 4.0 have been a power horse pushing 20K range with little or no hiccups. It pumps out over 190 horsepower and it has great torque. It's a simple design, so it was easier to maintain than most motors and inexpensive to work on. Now, another option, and this is not for everyone, if you need some more power on the trails, you can always do an engine swap. My CJ7 has been LS swapped with a 5.3.
Now, did you do that swap yourself, or was that in there when you bought it?
No, it was in there when I bought it.
Okay, so you don't know what, I wonder what originally was in that.
Yeah, I don't know. I could probably find out, and that would be interesting to go back and see.
Yeah, because I think they had, what year is that? Is your CJ?
86.
I think they actually had a 6-cylinder and a 4-cylinder option at that point, at that time. But I could be wrong about that, but maybe we could do a little research and figure that out. I know that the YJ had a 4-cylinder and I don't want to say it was a 2.0 maybe or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it had not a 4.0, but a 4.2 liter engine at one point in time. So I wonder if yours was similar to that, because yours being the last year for the CJ, that was like a transition year, you know, that we right. talked about. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, so what year is your wife's Jeep?
It's a 19.
Okay, so what is your thoughts? You said that you had the 2.0 turbo in it. What's your thoughts on it? Is it pretty good?
Yeah. You know, it runs really good. I was really shocked when we test drove it, because it runs like I can run with any six cylinder on the road, no problem. You know, mm-hmm. before we put the 35s on it, when everything was completely stock, we got on average about 26 miles a gallon, which was amazing for a Jeep. Now we get about 20, I think, somewhere in that area. But right. But yeah, I was really, really impressed with the engine overall. It really shocked me.
So whenever you went up to the 35s, what all did you have to upgrade on her Jeep to run that? Was there anything that you did or?
No, her Jeep is a sport. So I ended up putting a Rubicon suspension on it because it gives it a little bit more of a lift.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I just put 35s on stock Rubicon wheels. I had to put wheel spacers on because I was having a rubbing issue, but mm-hmm. that's about it. I haven't done anything to gearing or anything along those lines yet. That will happen. And then my gas mileage, I believe, should increase some after that. But before I did any suspension work on hers, I put the 35s on it and we drove it for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks like that. Didn't really have any issues rubbing wise or anything like that. I know that if you have a Rubicon, it's set up a little bit different. The Sahara set up a little bit different. So it's, you know, the different models have different fenders, I think, on them, on the newer ones. You know, it just kind of depends on what you have, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder about the wheelies. I wonder what the setup is on it, because I know it's like above the sport, so.
Yeah, it's above the sport, but I want to think that it's a sport package with add-ons. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to think that that's what it is, but I don't really know because I haven't seen a new Willys that I know of, as a matter of fact. I'm sure I will at some point in time, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I will, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I don't recall seeing Heather's Jeep a lot on Instagram. Does she not have, like, an Instagram for her Jeep?
No, she does not currently. She is changing things up a little bit on her Instagram. She's actually changed from Artistic Cookie Creations to the WV Cookie Queen page. And she's going to start adding more pictures of her Jeeps and kind of her adventures and things that she goes on.
And she is the queen. I tell you, she is. Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah, so I've been kind of helping her out a little bit. Of course, I'm not that great at Instagram, but my daughter is so we've been kind of helping her out a little bit. So,
just like a summary overall, your favorite engine is the 4.0,
right?
I have to agree. My favorite engine is the 4.0, and then as far as engine swaps, it's going to be the LS.
Well, I'm hoping to have an LS one of these days. So I've got some plans coming up. They're under wraps currently, but Constance Sorrow is going to get a makeover. Heard that here first.
Yes, an exclusive. Heard it here first. That's awesome. That's right. Well, actually, I have some things in the mix, too, coming up that's going to be pretty exciting. You know about them.
Yeah.
So maybe soon I can spill just a little bit more for our audience.
Yeah, maybe drop a little hint here and there.
Never know. All right, guys. And after this quick break, we'll be right back. Welcome back to That Jeep Show. Okay, so last week we had a discussion about the pronunciation of Willys or Willis. And I tell you what, Vince, I got a lot of response to this question.
Awesome. Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part, it seems like it's both divided. I mean, there was a lot of Willys and a lot of Willis. So mm-hmm. I guess it just depends on your preference.
Right. Yeah. And like I said last week, I think it's regional. You know, I think it's regional, and it depends on probably the person's age, you know, because I'd say like my daughter has never heard of a Willis before, but she has heard of a Willys.
Yeah. And I got some response from overseas too. And most of those was Willys, surprisingly. Yeah. I figured they would be Willis, but most of them was Willys.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to continue to say Willys. So.
Yeah, I am too. Maybe when it's act, maybe like if you had one and it was acting up, that's when you step in the Willis.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we have some upcoming events taking place in a couple of weeks, Vince. Talk to our audience about the Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion.
Okay, so the Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion, this year is going to be from the 26th to the 29th in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. For those of you that haven't been, it is a crazy amount of Jeeps. Last year, I've gone for the past 4 years. Last year, there was close to 10,000 Jeeps there. And it's anything from just completely stock, those little Renegades or Liberties running around, you know, or full-blown race Jeeps that drive up and down the road and with parachutes on the back. You know, it's just crazy. It's a good time. You can see anything you want there, old to new. They have an indoor show and an outdoor show. You pay a ticket price to get inside. You get a wristband, and that allows you to go outside also. Metal Cloak is there every year with their CTI trailer that checks your suspension travel. It's a good time. Check them out. DS18's there. They've got big stereos in these Jeeps. They're just unreal. I mean, I just crazy. And then they have some trail rides. There's some different, like, get-togethers that they do. I know TNT is going to have a get-together somewhere, like a restaurant or something, you know, with the Train Masters is going to be there. And it's just a really good time for the whole weekend. So if you are looking for a Jeep event to go to, this is the premier one to go to, especially if you don't want, you know, if you like to see everything all in one place, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And this year, actually, Fishbone Off-Road is going to – that's pretty exciting. I won't get to attend, but you guys stop by their booth and say hey and say you heard about it on this show.
I believe Crawl America is going to be there. Now, they might be there with Outlaw Off-Road, but or Max Tie Downs, one of the two of them. But if you stop in and see them and you see Darb, tell him that Vince said hey and tell him that I sent you, maybe he'll give you a sticker or something like that. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to kind of discuss something. I love this podcast and I love what it stands for, but I want to mention a new kind of podcast / maybe video. It doesn't take place on Instagram, but it takes place on Facebook, and it airs at 7 o'clock on Thursdays. And this week they're going to be discussing Jeep fluids, and it's called the Jeep Her Show. And two awesome Jeep Hers are the host of it. And if you're on Facebook, or Instagram, her personal Instagram is Virgo JKU. Check her out. Tune in.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Live feed video on Facebook. Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. And it's brought by Jeep Beef and Jeep Hers. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a pretty big thing. And I'm super proud of Tara for doing this. She is a big, big motivator in the Jeep Her community. And it's just awesome. So congratulations, Tara. I know you're going to do amazing.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, and she was actually on our show. I think it was 1 week. Maybe you couldn't be on and she was a guest on the show.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So you guys make sure to check that out on Facebook. Again, 7 o'clock this Thursday, they're talking Jeep fluids.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, Vince. So got any shout outs tonight?
Yeah. You know, I want to give a shout out to the West Virginia Jeep Club. This past weekend, we had Wheeling with Warriors here in West Virginia, and we raised money for Wind Warriors Association. I'm not sure exactly how much we raised because I wasn't able to go. I was allowed to go, but I wasn't able to go, but because of personal reasons. But and I'll get that information as we go along. I have to talk to my secretary and stuff. But a big shout out to those guys and the guys that went. It looked like an amazing event. A shout out to the official 304 Jeep Club. That's our brothers in the north part of the state, and they are rocking it up there, always doing good stuff. Shout out to Crawl America. my family from Crawl America, check them out. They've got Instagram and different things. TNT Customs, always TNT Customs. Go check them out and use code TM11 as in Trainmaster 11. Get yourself some, get yourself a discount. And, you know, you were talking about that live feed there that she's doing. That just reminded me, every Tuesday, TNT has a TNT Tuesday that they do a live feed from their garage. Today, they actually had a garage sale. They were selling cap corners and all kinds of stuff on there, just crazy low prices. But they always do some kind of tech stuff, and Bob and Mary are always out there in the garage talking around about different things. So check them out next Tuesday. You'll just have to follow them online to get your time zone. But I know it's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard for me, but check them out, tntcustoms.com and online on Instagram.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So maybe we can advertise that on our G podcast page too and get that information out there for them.
Yeah, we sure can.
All right. Well, my shout outs tonight is going to be at Christian Ramirez Designs. He is coming out with a whole new line of different logos and designs. He's an awesome designer. Check him out. Legendary 1941, 1941 Life, and Heathen Army Fitness. And as always, make sure you check out Fishbone Off-Road.
Awesome.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Vince, what do we got to do?
We'll keep it Jeep.